Before I start speaking, I just want to make a comment about the state reps that have come up today for Northern Pass. I have to say I'm a little surprised. We have 32 towns on the route for Northern Pass, and out of those 32 towns, 31 townspeople have come out voting against Northern Pass. So I wish that state reps would represent the people as they were hired to do. So. Okay, now I'll say my little speech. Hello, my name is Gina Neely, and my family and I live in Deerfield, New Hampshire. First, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak tonight about the Northern Pass project. I am the mother of three children, the youngest only 3 years old, so it may not surprise you that my leading concern is about this project is the EMFs. The British Medical Journal from June of 2005 stated that children living within 650 feet of power lines has a 70% increased risk of leukemia. The French GEOCAP study published this past April had similar findings. Our home abuts this proposed project, and the lines will be within 30 feet of my home. I am sure mine is not the only family in harm's way. In fact, the Profile School in Bethlehem is right on the border of the danger zone. Many countries, as well as six of our own states, practice prudent avoidance, keeping high voltage power lines a safe distance from home, schools, and malls. Some of you may wonder why my husband and I purchased our home 12 years ago with an easement. Believe it or not, we actually did do our homework. We researched the deed and found that the easement had been granted over 50 years ago, allowing PSNH access to our land so that needed power could be carried from one town to another. Never was there any indication that it would be anything other than a small transmission line. I was concerned even then about EMFs and called PSNH and asked what the voltage was on the lines. I was assured that the voltage, only 115 kV, was less than what ran through the lines on our street. So my question is this: how is it legal or ethical for a company to use an easement that was originally granted for the purpose of getting power from one town to the next, now able to add an additional power line with an increased voltage of over 200% and towers that are now more than double the height of our existing poles? Shouldn't they have to renegotiate their easement, especially since the additional line will no longer be public for public need, but rather for private profit? And if there is going to be a profit, which I understand will be in the hundreds of millions, then shouldn't the abutters that stand to lose property value be awarded some sort of monthly rental fee like homeowners with cell towers are given? It doesn't seem right that Hydro-Québec, Northern Pass, and PSNH are all going to profit, while some citizens like us are forced to endure health and safety risks, along with decreased property values and quality of life. Thank you.